Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Rika Hoffman-Boichardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. One of my favorite Swiss authors, Max Frisch, challenged the notion of categorical thinking. In his books on Dora and Stiller, he calls out the risks in reducing people to fixed identities. The same categorical thinking can be harmful in investing. AI in particular is challenging traditional asset class labels. Diversification by asset class can create an illusion of diversification. Consider the following portfolio across seemingly uncorrelated buckets: large cap tech, real estate investment trusts, utility stocks, industrial commodities, and EM equities. On a standard asset class pie chart, this portfolio looks diversified. However, in our AI-driven economy, these silos can collapse into a single risk factor. First, consider large cap tech and real estate. A mega cap tech stock and a data center real estate investment trust, or REIT, are viewed as separate asset classes. Today, they share a similar risk profile. The tech company's growth is throttled by the physical footprint of the REIT, and the REIT's cash flow depends on the tech giant's AI capital expenditure. They both have the same highly correlated exposure, AI compute demand. Second, traditional models treat regulated utilities as defensive, low-beta, bond-like proxies. But as AI data centers push up demand for electricity, some utility companies are now priced as high-growth AI infrastructure plays. If a portfolio holds these utilities alongside tech stocks, the portfolio doubles down on the exact same factor, AI compute demand. Third, consider copper, categorized as basic materials or industrial commodities. Data centers require copper for grid expansion and specialized cooling systems. The key driver? AI compute demand. And finally, emerging markets, another asset class bucket, turn out to be driven by the same underlying driver. Over the last 12 months, just three AI semiconductor stocks generated more than 60% of the MSCI Emerging Market Index's total performance. The key driver, AI compute demand. Viewed through separate asset class lenses, the portfolio is blind to this concentration. Yet, during an AI slowdown, all five of these diversified buckets likely experience a correlated drawdown. So what's the best way to address this quandary? The answer is to construct portfolios through scenario analysis. In our UBS CIO investment framework, we use three factor lenses: the macro, the structural, and the bottom-up fundamentals. On the macro front, we look at real GDP growth and real interest rate sensitivity, among others. AI, power and resources, and longevity are the key structural trends in our view. And lastly, from a bottom-up lens, we study valuations and company-specific risk factors in the public and private credit and equity markets. Another advantage to approaching portfolio construction through the scenario lens rather than asset class buckets is the ability to act dynamically when market opportunities arise. If a market shock misprices private credit, for example, an asset class view can impose structural limitations if the fixed income sleeve is already full. If the portfolio operates under a single risk budget, the marginal risk-adjusted return of that opportunity can be evaluated against the entire portfolio. Capital can be shifted from liquid equities to private credit without breaking artificial asset class limits. In other words, this approach shifts the value proposition from a fixed asset class lens to balance sheet optimization. It allows integrating illiquid private business equity, concentrated stock options, and real estate holdings into one model. To summarize, we believe that analyzing portfolios based on possible risk scenarios is superior to fixed nominal asset class buckets. And for the specific risk case of an ADI slowdown, we recommend asset classes that can compound independently of the AI evolution. Quality companies with differentiated market positioning and quantitative strategies are two such examples. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.